on 570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, we continue on. Fred Rogan, Jonas Knox, and today for Rodney at AM570 LA Sports. Giving away Pro Flowers this hour. Going to do it. Can't stop us. Don't get in our way. Don't fence us in.
Yeah, don't stand on the tracks and the trains coming through, huh, Fred?
That's how I look at it.
Remember Major League 2?
I do.
Yep. By the way, you know.
Yeah.
Can't really watch that movie the same now that they've changed the team name. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it needed to be done.
Yeah. Okay.
Needed to be done.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I still watch the movie, though, am I going to get somebody going to give me a hard time?
You could get arrested.
Okay.
That could be an issue.
All right, fair. Okay, see, that's fair. All right, well, it's good to see we're punishing those crimes.
Somebody peering through your window, watching. You know, that reminds me of a story. Years ago, Donald Sterling, and I think we all remember, you know, Donald Sterling.
What about him?
Well,
I'm not a racist.
Anyway, it's when he owned the Clippers, and they were so bad. I mean, they were atrocious. And every night I would go on TV and just destroy them because they were so bad every night. So he says to me, I get a call, Donald Sterling wants to have lunch with you. I said, All right. He wants to talk this out. I said, okay. So I go down to a place on Wilshire Boulevard. I walk in and there's no furniture. It's a giant office building and there's no furniture. And you walk in and there's this huge room and there's a door in the back. I knock on the door and somebody comes out. Now, apparently for tax reasons, if you leave it a certain way, you don't have to pay taxes the same way. I don't really understand how it worked, but it's true.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It was this thing where, it was a business, but maybe it was residential and your taxes were different. All right, so anyway, he comes out, and they bring out a little table and some food. And he starts talking to me. And he said, why do you do this to me every night? Why do you do this every single night? Why do you attack us every single... I said, because you're terrible. That's why I attack you every single night. I said, I derive no glee from this, but nonetheless, you're not very good. And I don't think you're really putting out a fair product for people to go see. And... Why are you even asking me this? Why do you care? You know what he says to me? He said, listen to me. If you showed up at my house at 11 o'clock at night and you peered through the window, you know what you would see? And I thought maybe V. Stiviano? No. That was years later. You would see me watching you. What do you think of that? I said, I think that's pretty creepy.
I was going to say, I mean, there's some follow-up questions I would have. First of all, can you describe the place that you met up with Donald Sterling at? Because it seems like I've heard of this place before, but just go ahead if you could describe it again.
It was on Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay.
I thought it was an office building. Maybe it was residential. It was this just large building.
Hmm. You sure that was Wilshire, not Canoga?
Why would it be Canoga?
Sounds like exposed. No, you know, the Gentleman's Club? I'm just saying, industrial part, kind of a big building. Yeah. You know, it feels like the way you were describing that maybe you and Donald Sterling, you know, went in with a wad of $1 bills and just said, all right, well, listen, we can't agree on the team, but how about her?
No, we didn't do that.
Okay.
We did not. Any other questions that come to mind?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, I mean, I feel like... When you just the idea of Donald Sterling looking through your window is very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not a racist.
Well, that's to be debated. That's to be debated by others.
I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
If that would have happened in present day, you should have just sent Rodney to see what he would have done. just see how that would have gone over.
Oh, God. Then one time when I was at the Ticket, I had lunch with Frank McCourt. He called me. And he goes, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure, what's your question? He goes, why do you rip me to shreds every day? I said, because I don't think you're really doing a good job here. And I people have a lot of questions. He goes, you can come have lunch with me, and you can ask me any question.
Did he have you pick up the tab?
No, he picked up the tab.
Oh, I'll be right on brand with him. So
yeah.
He's like, hey, Fred, I got this coupon back here.
So, yeah, no. That's what he gave to his wife in the divorce settlement.
Oh!
$100 million in the coupon. Then he kept $2 billion. No, so we went to lunch, and I think it was at the Jonathan Club. You ever been there?
No, Fred, I haven't been to the Jonathan Club. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what. If you've been, you know, to me, a little stuffy. A little stuffy, the Jonathan Club.
I can't imagine you would partake in anything like that.
I normally wouldn't, but I wasn't paying for lunch, and that's right. Where we met. We must have talked for 2 hours. I asked him all these questions. He gave me all the answers. I said, I'm going to reveal every answer you give me on the air. Whatever you say is like you're on the record. He said, fine. I went on. I did it. 90% of it was true. There was 10% that was a little bit off as it played out.
By the way, I'm looking at the Jonathan Club.
Yeah.
Nice little digs there. Look at you. I mean, hobnobbing with, you know, some of the elite of Los Angeles and Southern California. How about you, Fred Rogan? We're not going to see you partake in anything like that the common man would partake in.
I was invited. I didn't suggest the location. I'm not a member of the Jonathan Club.
I mean, this is a nice, I mean, you fit in though. Like if Kevin and I walked in, like the record player would skip and they'd go, you guys here to, right. Yeah, so if you could get those bus tubs out in the back, and if you could also empty the trash from the side walkway, it's kind of, you know, stinking the place up a little bit. You walk in, though, Fred, and everybody rolls out the red carpet because you're Fred Rogan and you're a TV star for 40-plus years.
No, not really. If you walk in there, honestly, and to be fair, I've been there a couple of times meeting people, not by my suggestion. If they don't know you, it doesn't matter who you are, they give you the side eye. They give you like the, what are you doing here?
I mean, listen, this ought to show you the difference between you and I.
Okay.
I've only gotten heat from one. Well, I got heat from the Rams, but it was a lie. I was misquoted when I said something about Jared Goff. And so the Rams got upset with it and then said that they would never allow a guest to be on Fox Sports Radio again from the Rams based on what I had said. But it actually turned out to be a lie. I never said it. And so then they said, oh, okay, it was, you know, we apologize. It was, you know, confusion on our end. So there was that. But when I was doing radio in Charleston, South Carolina, there's a couple of different universities there. There's College of Charleston, there's Charleston Southern, and then there's the Citadel,
right,
which is, you know, the military academy. And all I did was point out that I was a little surprised that they don't even have a paved parking lot at the Citadel. You pull in, and it feels like you're at a chili cook-off.
Right.
Like there's dirt all over the place. And I was just a little bit surprised and, you know, made a couple of jokes. Was not invited back ever again. That was it. Not allowed back. Refused to return calls. Refused to return emails. And, not a good look at all. But, again, you, though, Fred, you can criticize anybody, and you're such a star, they'll still welcome you in their lives.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I thought it was a good exchange of ideas. Dean Spanos called me one time. I met with him. Yeah, it means they listen, and they want you to get it right. And that's all we want to do is get it right. We want to get it right. And if they take the time to talk about it, I think that's fantastic. By the way, this man had it right last night. Hit a half-court shot at the Crypt. Won $75,000.
Yeah!
It's Jamie Murray. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, so that was huge. That's the biggest shot you ever made in your life, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, talk about everything. How you got selected, what you were thinking when you went out there, how you felt when you let the ball go.
Well, I'll start it off from the beginning. Me and my girlfriend, we parked. You know, we walked to the arena, and we're waiting in line, and she's like, you know, we should hop in this line. It's a little bit shorter. It's going faster so we can get our tickets again. So I'm like, all right, whatever, I guess. I usually don't like listening to her, but this time I was okay, whatever, fine. Luckily, we went in that line because we were approached by a lady that worked there. She goes, oh, you guys want to participate in a half-court shot? And we were like, sure, like, why not?
Yeah.
And then she pulls us over. We signed some papers. And then she tells us, you know, meet me back here at halftime, and I'll take you guys down to the court. And then, you know, everything will go on from there. So about second quarter, I head over to the place she told us to meet her at, and she walks us down. She runs down all the instructions, and once I get onto the court and they give me the ball, at this point, My heart is racing. I'm not going to sit here and lie. My heart is racing, but I'm trying to collect myself because I really want to make it. So I know you guys saw it, obviously. I just loaded it up from, like, my right side at the bottom and then just shot it from the middle. And as soon as I saw everyone jumping up and going crazy, I was like, oh, my God, I made it. And I was in such shock. I was just like, I cannot believe this just happened. Like, I really made it. First try. A bank, but it still went in. I got to hug Anthony Davis. I was just, it was such a surreal moment. I was like, wow. Like, God really does his work. He really does.
Jamie, what's it like knowing that you're the best shooter on the Lakers?
It's great. They need to sign me ASAP.
Okay, so Lee, you've identified the issues there. But I got to say, it's like, how often are you getting, like, practice? Are you, when you mess around, are you throwing up half-court shots? So this felt a little bit normal to you? I mean, did you get a couple of cracks at it? Like, what are we talking about as far as your preparation going into this? Do you play basketball, pickup games, or anything like that?
You see, the crazy thing is, I'm more of a football player. Football has always been my first sport. Basketball was always on and off. I only played basketball because I was quick, like, on defense. That's the only reason why. I was able to jump high for rebounds, quick on steals, good to block shots, stuff like that. So basketball was, like, second. Football was always first. But since I am on and off when I do play basketball, I play, like, pickup games at the park, at the gym, and stuff like that. And, you know, when I'm playing by myself, everybody attempts a half-court shot, like, if they're playing by themselves. Like, I don't believe if they don't. Like, you probably have to. So, in a sense of preparation, to be honest, it was none, because the last time I played basketball, that was about, I want to say last year. Sometime last year was the last time I played.
Jamie, how old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24? You work? What do you do?
Yeah, I work for Amazon. I'm a delivery driver.
Oh, you are? Cool.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So that 75 grand is going to help out this holiday season.
Oh, yes. My family was like, what are we getting for Christmas? And I'm like, I haven't even got the money yet first. Like, let me get that first, and we can talk about Christmas as soon as I get it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, they're saying, what are we going to do for Christmas? You made the shot.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's you. It's your money.
Trust me. I know. And, you know, I'm going to spend some on myself, but like I said in all the interviews that I've done, the three main things is, you know, helping out my mom. She comes first. Christmas gifts, obviously. And then I got to put some away. I got to save, you know, a good amount. I want to build a savings for myself. And I have the perfect opportunity to do so. And, you know, I've been talking about this with my girlfriend for the last month, like how bad I want to help out my parents and do this and do that. And like, now I literally have the opportunity. So
that's great.
I'm just blessed overall.
That's really cool.
No, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. And listen, you're going to get to do that. Anybody who ever gets the opportunity to give back to their folks, like, it's one of the most rewarding things in the world. I do have to ask you, though. I mean, was the gritty spur of the moment, or were you thinking, if this thing goes in, I got to come up with something? What else was on the table as far as celebrations?
Well, when I let it go, it looked like it wasn't going to go in, first of all. So I was already preparing myself for everyone to go like, oh, like, he missed. So the gritty, I got to work on that, first of all. I got to work on my gritty a little bit. I'm a little rusty. I'm a little rusty with it. But all in all, it was just in the moment. I was like, why not just hit the gritty? Like, that's like the most famous dance right now. So I got to hit it. I got to work on it, though. But, you know, just doing that, I like seeing people do it. And then I wanted to be the one to do it too. And then obviously that went from doing the gritty to squeezing the life out of Anthony Davis. It was crazy.
All right, well, congratulations to you. We awesome. Really appreciate you coming on, and enjoy the holiday. And it's incredible that you want to take care of your mom. That's the best thing of all.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
All right, there he goes, Jamie Murray. Hit that $75,000 shot from half court.
Just rolls and listen, no practice, no nothing, just threw it up. And it went in, and now he's got $75,000. Now, you know, after taxes, who the hell knows what that turns into. But he's got a lot of extra money, and now he can help out his folks, set up a savings account. And he's an Amazon driver, and those guys this time of year, man, they are working around the clock to try and get everybody their gifts. You know, they're dropping stuff off. They're sweating their ass off. So they really work hard. So good for him. That's a good story.
Congratulations to him. Anybody want to do a listener haiku today? We're a little behind, but we'll do one. 866-987-2570. Heard from Vic again yesterday. Doing better. You know, he had the procedure.
Yes.
Had a little setback. A little setback.
Okay.
But is moving along now. Doing real well. And as soon as he is able to come on and talk, he will. He can communicate. He texts all of us now. So he's feeling much better. He listens to the show almost every day. He watches the Channel 4 News. God knows why, but he does. He does. All due respect. I'm glad he does. I'll keep doing it as long as he keeps watching. I promise you that. But we do want to pay tribute to him. If you have a listener haiku, 866-987-2570. Kevin, we have a retro haiku today, don't we?
We do.
All right, let's have a retro haiku from Vic.
The greatness of a nation can be judged by the way its animals are treated. I'm feeling you!
I agree. Fair. Fair. I thought that was a solid one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe never been to Santa Anita. But again, like, I'm not here to be critical. Listen, Fred, I'm not doing it. All right. I'm just saying, you know, there is a lot of truth to that. And the fact that you signed off on it, Fred, I think that's a momentous occasion, because normally you are nothing but critical of Vic's haikus.
I am not always critical. I thought that was very well said.
What, you're not?
No.
Are you not more often than not critical?
I am not more often than not critical.
What percentage of criticism would you say you give Vic's haikus, like as far as negative and positive criticism?
Okay, it's not criticism. It's questions to start with.
Okay.
I would say I question about 25%.
Okay, that's a lie.
That's not a lie. Say,
the way Fred reacts, like, oh, God, that's a question? That sounds like criticism to me.
By the way, this isn't, like, you should see Fred, before the words come out of his mouth when he's critical of a Vic haiku, it's the gyrations, it's the shaking of the head, it's the questionable look, it's the, you know, how many different things have I found wrong with this, it's not a proper haiku format, it's not this, that guy's not a haiku guy, he's a rapper, and Vic's, it's like, you always got to find some issue with it, Fred.
That's not true. I do not gyrate. I do not tremble. My eyes do not bug out of my head. I just wonder aloud, as I think I'm allowed to do. If I have a question, I ask the question.
Your eyes do roll every now and then. Is that not true?
They do not roll.
They do.
And never Fred, once.
When have you seen my eyes roll?
Oh, how much time do we have?
That's not true.
Fred, I've also seen your shoulders slump when you get annoyed with something.
Yeah.
So your body language says a lot.
Yeah. What do you mean my shoulders slump?
Your shoulders slump just a little bit when you react to something. You're very reactionary with your body language.
You're one of those guys with bad body language, Fred.
All right, you know me. Do I have bad body language?
Well, I was going to ask you, what's with the swollen ankles that Petros talks about on the challenge?
Look.
It's a valid question, Jonas.
Why does he always bring that up?
Because somebody thought it was funny some time ago to look at my ankles. A doctor sent me an email and thought that I had severe problems and should go to an emergency room immediately. My ankles are fine. It's the angle of the camera, and it's just a bit we do. I have no ankles. I'm a man with no ankles. My feet are connected to just my leg.
So you got cankles.
I got cankles.
Yeah.
But I do not have swollen ankles. I do not need support hose. Or whatever those things are that people are suggesting
support
I wear.
Hose?
What is it? For your circulation.
Hold on a second.
Oh, those copper socks, right? Yeah.
Hey, Fred.
What?
Who couldn't use some support hose from time to time? You know what I mean?
I'll use a little help, right?
Come on, Fred. Tis the season, for God's sakes.
Yeah, my ankles are fine, Jonas, but thank you for asking.
You mean compression socks,
that's what I meant. Compression socks.
You know, support hose, compression socks. I get out of it. You know, you cross the streams from time to time.
You know where they give you compression socks? The Good Feet store. You know, they have 9 locations throughout Southern California.
Good. Fred, have Erica hook you up there.
Erica will take care of you. Go to Pasadena. Erica's got you hooked up at the Good Feet store.
Yeah.
They give you compression socks along with your arches.
Will they give a support hose too?
Well, I didn't. Okay.
What? That's a legitimate question. Some people have emotional support dogs or emotional support iguanas.
I meant compression socks.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, compression socks. But I don't need those either. I'm fine. Yeah. Although I'm wondering, when my socks, I pull them up and then I, you know, take them off at night, why is there like an indentation on my leg?
Because you wear those elastic socks, Fred, that hold them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the 1940s and 50s.
It happens.
What are you talking about? Like the 1940s and 50s.
You know those like pieces of black elastic that you would wrap around your calves to hold your socks up?
Yeah.
Nobody does that. Who does that?
I thought
that?
You said you just did that.
No, I don't wrap it around.
Well,
just
what's
saying.
That line you're talking around your calves, Fred?
It's just the socks make an indentation. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like it's like there's a blood flow problem.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got circulation issues there, Fred.
And again, Fred, that's where the support hose come in.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like this all ties back to that.
Reduce your salt intake, Fred.
Now, that's got to be what it is. I mean, that's really got to be the issue. It's salt, right?
I've told you that.
I know, but I didn't listen before.
Well, what are you, like Al Michaels? You eat nothing but steak?
Does Al Michaels only eat steak?
Yeah, he only eats steak. He doesn't even like vegetables, I don't think.
Al Michaels?
Yeah.
He
all
looks
he does
great.
Is eat steak. He's fantastic. And by the way, still sounds great.
Yeah,
hasn't
absolutely.
Lost his fastball.
No.
Yeah, he only eats steak.
I've been to his house. He didn't feed me steak.
Shout out PETA.
What? All right. Let's have a listener haiku from Paul in Oceanside. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Fred. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. I need a redo after I goofed up everybody's names that last time. I got the shows mixed up.
You got the shows mixed
Paul
up?
Paul called me Tim, remember?
He thought well, I do remember.
He thought I was Kate's.
Oh.
Ah, come on. I mean, I could see how that happens.
See the resemblance. That makes sense.
Come on. Hey, also, I'm a wine salesman, and I just want to let you guys know there's a difference between champagne and sparkling wine. So what gives Jonas a headache is sparkling wine. Champagne comes from a region in France and generally won't do that to you.
Right.
Oh, look at that. Thank you. See, that helps. Now I know. So it's basically because I'm drinking the cheap stuff. That's why I get a headache.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you got gas.
Okay.
Yeah, and you need to take care of that. You got gas.
Hey, where are my support hose, Fred?
You need X-Lax.
Yeah, thank you, right. Fred.
Paul, if in fact you are a wine salesman, why don't you drive up here and give us some wine?
Oh, Jesus.
Give us some samples.
You wouldn't believe how much wine the company loads on me. I got cases of it. So other than the driving part, I'd be happy to get you guys some bottles.
Back it up to Fred's garage there.
That is unbelievable.
Fred,
you are unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Happy holidays.
Pour it into somebody's leg and bring it to Fred. He'll be all over it.
Who knew Santa Claus was a wine salesman?
Happy holidays to us. All right, Paul. Yeah. Now here comes today's haiku. Start the music, Ronnie. I'll welcome you on, and then you do it to pay tribute to Vic. And now, with the Daily Haiku at 2, we welcome wine salesman extraordinaire, Paul from Oceanside. And Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, Jonas.
Hola.
What's happening, master of production, Kevin Figures?
Come on now, Paul. What's going on?
Yeah. And thank you, Ronnie, for your sound.
Paul from Oceanside. Ladies line.
Okay, and it all leads back to the haiku.
Yes.
I am looking for support hose.
Working from my car, Fred, Rod, Vic, Kevin, and Ronnie, enjoying sports talk. I'm feeling you.
There you go.
There it is.
Very
there
solid.
It is.
Hey, Paul, do you need the address here to the station so you can sell the wine?
Yeah. Fred wasn't even listening. He's just little bottles bouncing around in his head.
Fred's going to stay extra after the show.
Yeah, let's not bury the lead here.
I mean, hey, the haiku was great. Here's the address.
Yeah, the reason I work in northern San Diego, so I don't have to be in gridlock on the freeways in L.A.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for making Vic stay with that nice haiku.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. You guys have a great holiday, and I'm wishing all the best to all of you and Vic.
Hope he has a nice Cabernet.
Well, you were hung up on this whole thing.
As soon as I heard that. Oh, he says two words. That was the best haiku we've ever had on the air, Paul.
Oh, no.
Now, send the wine. All right. All right, hell, let's get Pro Flowers now. You want to? 866-987-2570. Let's give away Pro Flowers. We'll give it to caller number 6, and then we got to get to that Rose Bowl story when we get back.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570, LA Sports.
Woke up in the time and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who wanna touch. I said my face bomb.
Jonas Knox in today for Rodney. And Brian in LA, way to go. We here at AM 570 LA Sports want to say thank you to all of our listeners for your support this year. And as a special gift to you, we're giving away $100 gift cards every day through the month of November, courtesy of our friends at Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers, the official florist of AM 570 LA Sports. You know, it's not often you hear a sports station have an official florist, but we have one.
Because, I mean, who doesn't love that, Fred?
No, I'm telling you. That's why so many people listen to the station. We have an official florist here. The other guys don't, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure.
They don't have this kind of thing that we have here.
Got a bad basketball team, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So there is that.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We have the good basketball team when healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Clippers on this station.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, can't like, speak to the other guys.
Yeah.
All right, have you heard the situation with the Rose Bowl and the college football playoff?
What's the problem? They can't get anybody there?
No, that's not the issue. They can't get anybody there. The college football playoff wants the Rose Bowl to be included in the new rotation when their TV deal comes up. But the problem is there seems to be some confusion about when the Rose Bowl will be played. And if the Rose Bowl is one of the sites for the national playoff games, they may want to play the game at a different time. So they're having trouble now. The Rose Bowl and the folks from the college football playoff are having trouble coming to an agreement. And there's a slight possibility that the Rose Bowl would be excluded if they can't get this worked out.
Is it because they want to keep the standard start time? Was it 2 Pacific time, 5 Eastern?
Yes.
And so they want to keep with that tradition, and they're not willing to budge off that, or else they're not going to be involved in all this.
Yeah, but that's a huge mistake. They need to be involved in it.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing, though. I've talked to people that live in other parts of the country, and that's, like, for us here, like, we see the Rose Bowl, and it's like, all right, it's New Year's Day. It's 2 o'clock local time. Most people are still coming out of a fog, depending on what they drank the night before. And, you know, they're trying to battle back and feel up to it, and they're starting to get back to their senses a little bit. And then 2 o'clock rolls around, there's a Rose Bowl game. And it's great, and it's fantastic, and we all enjoy it. For a lot of people on the East Coast, a lot of people in the Midwest, like that's sort of what they look forward to because the weather is brutal out there. Yep. And they want to watch and see the San Gabriel Mountains. They want to see the picturesque scene. They want to see just sort of the overhead shot. That kind of, it's kind of seeing, it's like seeing pictures in Hawaii in the middle of a rainstorm. Like you're looking at it, man, why can't it be 75 and sunny here? That's how people like it presented to them. And you do lose a little bit of that if you want to move around and finagle with the start times at all.
I understand that, but would you rather have that guaranteed or be part of the college football playoff?
I mean, are they just not going to have a Rose Bowl game? And they're still going to have one.
But the Rose Bowl would not be included in the rotation.
So this is a permanent thing.
Yeah, this will determine the next TV deal.
Aye, aye, aye.
And apparently the committee has given the Rose Bowl an ultimatum and told them to make a decision by as early as tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
As to what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, at least they're giving them enough time to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, no, they've been talking about this for a while. We just didn't know it.
Yeah, like all of a sudden now it's, you know, people are making, you know, running around with this. So what would you say you'd want to do, Fred? Like it's more important to have a part of the rotation than it is to keep tradition. Don't you think we should have some tradition in college football? 2 p.m. start time. You know, I realize that there's some money involved here, but it's a 2 p.m. local kickoff, and it still keeps the same sort of values and everything that we grew up with watching the Rose Bowl all these years.
Yeah, so you're asking me what I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I think they do it. I think they'd do it. If I cared about tradition, I would tell USC and UCLA to stay in the Pac-12.
Oh, geez, Fred.
No, this is business. Things evolve. Things change. People grow. The world grows. You want to be a part of it? Get in. I think if you miss out, you're making a huge mistake. Look, the Rose Bowl, God love the Rose Bowl. It's a great venue. But we've mentioned this before, Kevin. Here's the problem. The Rose Bowl is going to start to get shut out of things with SoFi Stadium.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, as a venue for international events, they'll go to SoFi Stadium. And the Coliseum also looks great now, too. So they could go to the Coliseum. You need to be in the rotation. And if you're not willing to play ball, then you have nobody to play with.
Yeah, but doesn't part of that bother you a little bit? That you're basically big banking the Rose Bowl and saying, we've got all these other options. Either you want to play along or go screw yourself. Like, didn't that bother you a little bit? Because, like, I realize that we want to also kind of move forward, and there's business applied to all this stuff, and I get all that, but sometimes it's okay to keep things the way that they are. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of tradition and sort of a throwback to how things used to be. I still think there's a place for that. And the idea that you're basically going to threaten the Rose Bowl with, we've got SoFi, we've also got the Coliseum, we've got all these other options out there. Either you want to play ball and move your star time, or you're not going to be a part of this. I don't know. I feel like that kind of sucks, Fred.
Well, and to a degree it does, but I mean, you want to go out and buy a crank car and crank it up and drive? Do they wear leather helmets in football anymore? Do you play with a peach basket in basketball?
Hold on a second. I still churn my own butter. So I find it a little bit insensitive.
You're an exception to the rule.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, but you do have that Amish background, and that's not something you often speak.
You're taking that Rumspringa to a new level. You're doing radio. You got all the Zooms and all this other stuff, Jonas. You're living life, brother.
Well, I got an exemption from my Wi-Fi. You know, I pulled a couple of strings. They said, all right, we'll let you have Wi-Fi for the times that you fill in on AM 570 LA Sports, but we're going to need you to build 3 barns in the meantime. And I've done my part. I have done my part, so I don't feel like I need to be shamed here on the air by Kevin and Fred, who are telling me I don't know how to swing a hammer and to try and build up some of these palaces that a lot of these people go to when they realize, oh, it's Thursday, I haven't showered in 6 months.
Where are the barns you've built, by the way? I'm just curious.
I mean, Amish communities in and around Ventura County.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you be more specific or no?
Oxnard.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you've seen that stuff in the background at, you know, when they show Cowboys training camp.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Oxnard. You ever been to CLU, Fred?
Yeah.
I mean, I built a lot of that stuff.
So that's your work?
Yeah. The Cisco's in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
Built that.
Okay.
The Sunset Terrace in Thousand Oaks. I was part of the demolition crew. I rebuilt that whole thing.
Four Seasons?
By the way, yeah, not the Four Seasons. They went with independent contractors.
Oh.
And also they thought that my attire was a little bit insulting.
What was it?
Well, you know, top hat, beard, horseback, carriage, deodorant was optional.
I can understand why that might be off-putting for some people.
So God forbid, I want to see a little tradition stay intact, and I want to see the Rose Bowl kick off at 2 p.m. But no, we're going to threaten you by putting another game at SoFi. What, so the place can smell outside like it does sometimes?
What, SoFi smells?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I didn't smell anything bad when I was down there.
There's been like an odor.
What odor does SoFi have?
I don't know. There's just been reports of an odor.
What? I've not heard those reports. Kevin, have you heard those reports?
Petros told me.
Well, I remember when it smelled Petros really bad by it. What's the Carson Stadium known as now?
Oh, that was over a toxic waste dump.
Yeah, and then it smelled like ass for like 3 straight months when you drive by Carson on the 110. They finally got it fixed. I remember that. I don't remember anything about SoFi, though.
Smelled like ass for 3 months. Hey, how's that stadium project coming along? It's great. Smells like ass when I roll down the windows.
That was one of the big problems with the Carson Stadium project. It was built over a dump. And they were going to have to put in special machinery to try to purify the air around there all the time. Be like building it over a graveyard.
Well, thankfully, we have Jonas who could bring his ox and his ass and all his other, you know, animals with him to help him build. So, I mean, you know, look, he has the skills.
I mean, I'm looking out for everybody here, you know? Like, I mean, you guys walk around with your power tools. What a joke.
I got to tell you, and I've never said this to you before, I really do like the top hat. I think it's really sharp. Okay, we are going to give you a way to win some tickets. And we'll talk about that next.
Bro, yo, it's Cruz, J. Cruz, Cruz Show, Real 92.3, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete. Let's get back to it. Here we go. More fire,
you're a champion, girl. Do not forget, AM570 LA Sports and the Justin Turner Foundation and Dream Center LA have partnered up again for the season of giving and are committed to the community with all proceeds benefiting Dream Center LA. For Thanksgiving, they delivered 5,000 meals to families. So you can log on to dreamcenter.org/donate now. Or for more information, you can go to am570lasports.com. And here's the key. If you'd like to be a part of this and donate, we have a way of saying thank you. So check out our Instagram page for information on how you receive these experiences for donating to the Dream Center. We have Kings suite tickets, Clippers suite tickets, Dodgers suite tickets, a spring training flyaway, Dodgers opening day tickets, a ride in the Goodyear blimp. So go to Instagram, our Instagram page, check this out, find out if you donate how you can get one of those incredible experiences. It's a big deal to us here. It means a lot to us. And we know that every year our listeners, our family, they do whatever they can, Jonas, to help at this time of year.
Yeah, it's awesome. Always a good promotion. They always do a great job during the holidays and giving back to a lot of people that need it a lot more than we do. So it's always good.
Okay. Ronnie, thank you. Kevin, thank you. And Jonas, there's good news.
What's that, Fred?
Apparently you've been renewed for another 24 hours.
All right. Can't wait.
See you tomorrow. Everybody try to fatten their pockets. So many hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing. Currency chasing worldwide through the hard times. Worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the... Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer. If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying. You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it. And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.